My name is Gail Mattson. I'm the Ward 8 City Councilor, also the chair for the subcommittee for Northern Pass here. Our subcommittee gathered information from Eversource and other stakeholders to determine the impact of the proposed project in Concord. The report submitted to council, they voted unanimously to file a petition to intervene and recommend burial of the lines in our city. We request for burial of the lines is based upon the project's current proposed aerial path and subsequent impacts to character, property values, and as well as visual and audio impacts due to the close proximity to residences. Concord has spent nearly $2 million to bury utility lines in the downtown area of Concord and is considering burial of the lines in on South Main Street. Currently, our city regulations require that new subdivisions bury utility lines. The proposed route of the Northern Pass passes through 31 communities. Using the 2010 census, slightly more than 117,000 people live in those communities. Concord's population is 42,695, which is slightly more than 36% of the entire affected population. There are 8.1 miles of overhead lines proposed for Concord, approximately 6% of the total overhead route. And per the Northern Pass, the most common height of the existing structures in the right-of-way in Concord are 43 feet. The height of structures being relocated for the project will increase from 43 to 88 feet. The October 14th Northern Pass project map indicates there are 120 structures over 90 feet in Concord. 60 of those 120 will be between 100 and 125 feet. For perspective, the Capitol Dome is 150 feet. Northern Pass claims the average scenic impact is 1.79 on a scale of 0 to 5, which is low to very low. However, for the southern section, which includes Concord, the impact rises from 1.92 to 2.92, with additional 6 square miles of a view shed rating high or very high. The view from roads will increase from low to moderate to high. In the DOE draft environmental impact statement on July 2015, cites two areas in Concord with strong aesthetic visual impacts. Loudon Road increases from moderate to severe, and Turtle Town Pond increases from moderate to strong. Clearly, the visual impact to Concord will be significant. In our subcommittee meetings, Brian Bossy of Eversource had told us that the cost of aerial installation was approximately $3 million per mile. And the cost of underground installation is between $8 to $13 million per mile, which is quite a range. The subcommittee councilors asked on varying occasions for cost estimate breakdowns due to a variety of soil conditions, and this information was never provided. Citizens of Concord have been clear and consistent in their position on the Northern Pass. Aerial installation will have lasting negative effects on individuals and the city as a whole with respect to quality of life and economic development. Therefore, we request burial of lines throughout the city of Concord. Thank you.